You know, on Wednesday night, I just like to talk to you, and I like to give you things that will work for you in the natural and will work for you on the spiritual side. You know, Pastor always says that it's the natural and the supernatural working together that make an explosive force for God. Some people try to make it all natural, and some people try to make it all supernatural, but we are a supernatural being born of the Spirit of God, but we live in a natural world, and we got to learn to work the both of them together, and we have a great life. And so tonight, I want to talk to you about faithfulness. There's a lot of people that want seeking promotions in their jobs, in their social life, in sports, in school, and even in the spiritual world. And we see some people continually moving up and moving up the ladder, and others seem to be just standing still. And you ask the question, why? Well, if you look into God's word, you'll find out that promotion isn't an accident. Promotion comes with faithfulness. How do you recognize faithfulness? Dependability, loyalty, and submission. I got those three things from Edward Cole. I knew Brother Cole very well. He was back in the day a great men's conference speaker. And God is a great example to us of faithfulness. He's dependable, right? He's loyal to his people. He's submitted to his word. God is just as faithful to us today as he was the generations in the Bible. Psalms 119:90 says, "Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides." God is always faithful. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is always faithful. He keeps his covenants. He gives mercy. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments." Here Moses is saying that God has been faithful to those that follow him, keep his laws, keep his commandments for thousands of generations, and it's no difference today. He is still the same God. He is still the same faithful God. You know, he is always faithful to perform his word. 2 Timothy 2:13. "If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself." Now that's the New King James, but I like it the way NLT says it. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful. He cannot deny who he is. God is faithful to perform his promises no matter whether you're faithful or not. He will perform his promises for those that are faithful to him. If you're unfaithful to him, he can't perform his promises. Hebrews 10:23, we all know it. "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." We often don't value faithfulness like it should be. When you overlook faithfulness, or you are not in faithfulness, it causes problems. Unfaithfulness will cause you to lose rewards. Now, I want to read a scripture in Luke 16, beginning with the first verse. "He also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him and said, What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship. And for you no longer can be a steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my master's taken my stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I resolve what to do. Then I am put out of stewardship that they may receive me in their houses. So he called every one of his master's debtors to him and said to the first, how much do you owe the master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. He said, take your bill and quickly mark it down to 50. Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he told him, take your bill, write 80. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. Now, as we look at this, we notice that this guy, he was unfaithful, he was undependable, he was not loyal, he was not submitted to his master. He didn't take care of what he was supposed to take care of. And the master confronts him and strips him of all of his power, and so he was trying to take care of himself, so he told all those guys to mark everything down so they would still have something to do with him. And then I want you to notice there in verse 8, it said, and so the master commended the unjust steward because he dealt shrewdly. I want you to notice that he commended him because of his shrewdness. You see, that's the way the world looks at things. Take care of yourself. But that's not God's way. People sometimes pursue success at all costs, no matter what it does to others, no matter how it hurts others. And actually, the world actually applauds those who are shrewd. I mean, the world will listen to success stories and go to management seminars, but they fail to value faithfulness. In the kingdom of God, high value is placed on faithfulness. Ken Crockett says, God isn't interested in us being famous in the world's eyes, but in us being faithful in his eyes. Now, there's three things that we can see that Jesus says here that helps us to recognize faithfulness in Luke 16. Now, I want you to realize that you can take what I'm talking about in the natural and in the spiritual side. They are those that are, they're not faithful, but they're looking out for themselves and they're doing everything they can to put themselves up to the top while they're putting you down. And that's what that scripture was talking about. Luke 16:10. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit your trust to true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? Now that's the New King James. Let's read it from the New LT. It gives us a little bit better picture. If you're unfaithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you're dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibility. And if you're untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? And if you're not faithful with other people's things, why should you be trusted with things of your own? Now here, as we see this, there are three things that are mentioned in this scripture. One, faithful in little things. It says if you're faithful in the little things, then you'll get the large things. I'm just going to paraphrase it to our 2022 language. You know, there's a lot of people that are wanting promotion in God's kingdom, and yet they're not willing to clean the restroom. Come on. They're not willing to pick up a piece of paper when they walk across the parking lot. Oh, come on now. I'm preaching good right now. Faithful in little things. Faithful in another man's goods. When you're in charge of something else that is somebody else's. Do you realize how many of you work in the ministry of helps here at the Rhema Church? Ushering, kids, whatever. Did you know what? That's what it's talking about. That's not yours. The responsibility has been given through the shepherd of the church, which is the under shepherd of Jesus Christ. And you see, if you want to get promoted, be faithful there. Well, I don't like the way they're doing things. All right, just stay faithful. I worked 6 years as an associate pastor for my father-in-law. I didn't particularly like every decision that was made, but I was in charge of making it happen, and I told people, it's going to get done with or without you. And then I worked for 31 years behind my father. And I didn't agree with everything that he wanted done, but he was the head. And I was faithful to make it happen. I told a lot of people, I was here when you came, and I'm still here and you're gone. Why? Because they were not doing what they were supposed to do to keep the ministry going and everything flowing. Come on now. The same thing can be true on a job. I better go on. I can see that's not going over good. But it's the truth, and I won't take it back. You know, Pastor, I don't mince words, and I don't take it back. And it goes on to say, if you're faithful in the world's good, then God can trust you with the true riches of heaven. Faithfulness is something that is an inner character in a person. So how can you see faithfulness? By a person's attitude, by a person's words, what they say, and by a person's actions. That happens on your job. That happens in the church. That happens in the spiritual area. When you desire that you'd like promotion, now you need to ask yourself some questions. Am I being faithful to the company I work for? Am I being faithful to what God's word has told me to do? Am I coming to church? He says to forsake not the assembly of yourself together. Am I giving my first fruits, my tithes? Am I giving offerings? Am I giving my talent to be used for God? Everybody has some talent that can be used in the church for God. I was driving by this Sunday morning. I was driving by our parking lot workers out there. I rolled my window down, told them thank you. They're faithful. They were out there in the cold. They're out there in the rain. I tell the ushers, thankful. I thank you. Hey, sometimes we got to realize these people are being faithful, are we being faithful with what we have? Are we using what we can use? Many people are sitting in the pew and in many churches and in this one that have talents, musical talents, other talents that could be used for God, but they're sitting there being unfaithful to what God said to do. Whoa, y'all don't like it? That's all right. Ask yourself, am I faithful in doing the work that's assigned me? As I was preparing this message this afternoon, I asked myself that question. Am I, Pastor Hagin, am I the head of the president of a worldwide ministry? Am I doing the best job I can do with what's been assigned me? See, I'm not just telling you this. When I minister to you, I ask myself these questions. Am I doing this? You see, these things are important. I ask myself another question. Have I shown that I'm dependable, that I'm loyal, that I'm submitted to God's word, submitted to the call of God? You've got to ask yourself these questions in the spiritual side and in the natural side if you're going to be successful. Ed Cole again says this, be faithful in that which is another man's to prove yourself worthy of having your own. You know, when I was building a two-story annex on Southside Assembly, I didn't gripe and complain. You can ask my wife. I had to get up and be out there at 7 o'clock every morning with Brother Bates and Brother Holcomb. And I worked from 7 to 5 with those men. They were retired and they'd been builders. Man, one day we're putting the runners across, so when the church guys came, that they could put the floor on the second floor. There's only one of me. There's two of them up there, and I'm hoisting up 2x12s. That's a board that's 2 inches thick and 12 feet long, and I'm pushing it up to the top. Then we get all of them up, and they got a couple of them set, and then I'm handing them up the subflooring. It's 4x8 sheets of subflooring plywood, and I'm pushing them up there, and they get that laid, they get those nailed down, and then we got the others, and then before they left, I had to push all of that subflooring up there so they could stack it so the guys could do it. They went home at 5. I went over to the house. I got something to eat, and I'm back out there at 6. And I work with the men of the church until the last one goes home, and that will be somewhere around 10:30, maybe 11. Now I got to make sure all the tools are put up, all the extension cord, all the lights are turned out, all the saws are up, everything. And I get to the house, which is right next door to the church. I walk across that field to the house. I'm tired. It's 12:15. I got to preach Sunday night. I'm 28 years old. Now I can't stop and study during the day. I'm gonna be working Every day for 5 days and every night for 5 nights. So now I got to study. But you know what? I said, Lord, if this is what we have to do, then this is what I got to do, and it's going to get done. You see, you got to prove yourself worthy. A person can be very talented and very intelligent, but all of that is of little value if they don't understand faithfulness. Come on. Look at yourself in the mirror. Are you being faithful where God's got you? Are you being faithful? Both, I'm talking about both, spiritually and naturally. If you're faithful, then you'll get the promotion that promotion usually don't come overnight. There used to be a saying among pastors, if you need a job done in the church, who do you go to? And the guy that you go to, the person that's doing more than anybody else, because they're faithful, they're dependable. You can depend on them, they'll be there no matter what. God has promised reward for the faithful. In the natural, you get promised reward through your job to those that are faithful. You know, I've seen a lot of people in sales, real estate, whatever, insurance, whatever, sales. And they all want to be really successful. They want to be in that million-dollar club. But if it's not convenient to meet and talk to somebody or not convenient to show a house, they say, well, hey, can we schedule it at another time? That's not being faithful to your job. And don't expect to get anywhere. Faithfulness brings promotion. You know, I'm not here because of my name. I'm here because I have been faithful to do what God has asked me to do for 63 years. I started when I was 18, and then I had 3 years I had to, was in the Army, but then I came back and started all of them. I've had the opportunity to go another direction several times. The first time is when I first got out of the Army. I had the opportunity to make a tremendous salary for that, for 1966. I think the mean salary was about $7,000, and I had an opportunity to go to work for the government, won it for $15,000. And I just got married in December, and here it is. Well, I think that must have been about the 1st of February or so. And I'd got the call from the State Department, and they give me all this stuff, and I was so excited because I've been trying to preach a little bit and hadn't got very much of that. And my wife was working, and I'm going out, and I'm getting a house to paint or do some kind of work to keep some, you know, get some money. And she came home, and I was so excited. And I said, hon, listen, I've been offered a special assignment, and I told her all about it. And she looked at me, and she said, I married a preacher, and I'm going to live with a preacher. Wheeled on her heel, went out the door, jumped in the car and left, and we didn't have but one car, and I'm standing there in the middle of the living room. We was living in my dad's house there at 400 South 3rd, because they would only come in off the road, and they had a room there. And so, you know, and I stood there for a minute, and inside of me I heard, are you going to be faithful to the call? are you going to go another direction? And that right there, I made the decision. And I've been faithful to the call. Now, I'm talking about me because I know you don't want me to talk about you. But you see, you're going to have to look back and see if you're faithful. Has it been easy? No. Has it been worth it? Yeah. There were a lot of times I wondered if anything was ever going to happen. When I first came to work for this ministry, I was out on the road setting up crusades, reading contracts with auditoriums and civic auditoriums and all kinds of stuff. And I've been preaching every week. I've been preaching at least once a week for 6 years. Now I'm not preaching at all. I'm out here on the road. And the devil jumps on your shoulder and says, hey, you just got demoted. Look, you're not doing anything for the kingdom. And yeah, I had to take stock. I kept going. God said to Dad was going to start Rhema Bible College. He came to me and said, you went to Bible school, I didn't, you do it. And I sat down and put it together. And Lynette, I'll tell you, that I had myself and one other teacher, and he quit. Now I'm teaching four hours a day, 8 to 12 every day in the school. And then I go in, it's my office, everything happens in my office, discipline, paying tuition, everything else. And I'd go home exhausted, tired, and I went home and I told her, I said, and we were just barely scraping by. Craig used to tell people that he thought his mother and dad's favorite meal was grilled cheese sandwiches and Campbell's tomato soup. I ate a bunch of it. But I told her, I said, hon, Raymond's going to go. If I have to hawk everything, or pawn, y'all would call it. We used to call it a hawk. But if I had to pawn everything I own, Raymond's going to go, because this is God's will, and I'm going to make it happen, and I'm going to be faithful to the call. And we're still here today, 46 years later. Huh? This is the 48th class. With over 100,000 graduates worldwide from 280 Bible schools. I think there's 4,000 pastors now, pastoring churches worldwide. And that don't count assistants and church and other leaders in the church. But it all happens if you stay faithful. Faithful. Yeah. Promotion didn't come overnight, but faithfulness brings promotion. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, Paul talking to Timothy says, the things you've heard among many witnesses, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach them also. I want you to notice that God talked about them being faithful before he ever talked about their ability. Come on, read it. With God, faithfulness comes before ability. Unfaithful people are undependable. You don't know whether they're going to be there or not. Dave Buell says, God will not promote you from your present position until you are overqualified for it. Let me close real quickly, because I got 3 minutes. George Bolt worked faithfully for years at the front desk of a small hotel. One day an elderly couple came into the lobby and asked for a place to stay. And every room in the hotel was full. And in fact, every room in the whole city was occupied. George, realizing this elderly couple had nowhere to sleep, he offered them his own room. Although they were reluctant to accept it, they finally accepted his offer. The next morning when they were checking out, the elderly man said to George, you're the kind of man that should be managing the best hotel in the country. Someday I'm going to build that hotel and let you manage it. Several years later, Bolt received a letter in the mail. It contained a round-trip ticket and a note from the man whom he had given the room years before. The man was inviting him to come and paying his way to come to New York City. When Bolt arrived in New York, the gentleman took him downtown. And they stood on the corner where a huge building stood. And the man said, "George, this is your hotel. I built it for you to manage." Bolt stared in amazement at this glorious structure. The hotel was the Waldorf Astoria. The elderly man was William Waldorf Astor, at that time one of the wealthiest men in the country. Bolt's faithfulness in managing a small hotel had prepared him to manage one of the most magnificent hotels this country has ever seen. Faithfulness will bring provision. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man will abound with blessing, but he who hastens to rich will not go unpunished. I like it when what it says in NLT, the trustworthy person will get rich rewards, but a person who wants quick riches will get trouble. That's a good one. Faithfulness will bring you preservation. Psalms 31:23, oh, love the Lord with all you saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. The Lord, NLT says it, love the Lord, all you godly ones, for the Lord protects those who are loyal to him, but he harshly punishes the arrogant. 2 Corinthians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. I like the NLT in that, but the Lord is faithful, he will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. Now, let me say this, trust in the Lord and do good. Psalms 37:3, dwell in the land, feed on his faithfulness. If you won't get promoted in spiritually and naturally, put your trust in God. Be faithful where he has you, both naturally and spiritually. And always dwell in the land of the Lord with the word of God, and remind yourself daily, am I being faithful like I should, like the word of God says? Remind yourself, ask yourself that question daily. Heavenly Father, I've just tried to talk to the people for a few minutes tonight, reminding them of what faithfulness will bring, both naturally and spiritually. And I pray that every individual will receive what they needed from this message. I know everybody didn't need everything, but somebody needed some of it. And Father, help us all to remain faithful to you and your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody stand, please. Did anybody get anything out of this? Well, thank you. 4 or 5 did anyway. Praise the Lord. I know it wasn't no preaching sermon, but it was a good teaching. I can tell you that right now. Okay. Hey, connection team, find our first time guests and take them out to the lobby. We got a special gift which we put together for you. We want to thank you for being with us tonight. If you happen to be looking for a church home, what do we say, church? Welcome home. Just come on and join our family. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hey, Sunday morning right here, 10 o'clock. We'll be here. Come expecting. If you happen to be in this place tonight and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you know what it is, but you know you've strayed and you're not where you need to be, you need to rededicate your life to God. Are you in this place and you want to be filled with the precious Holy Spirit? I'm not talking about church creed or doctrine. I'm talking about what the Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. Or if you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, the ladies are here and the men are on this side. If you'll come to the front as we're dismissed, they'll pray with you and you won't leave here like you came. Turn to your neighbor and say, I don't know about you, but I'm going to be faithful because I want to receive everything that God has for me. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday morning. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, come to the front right now. You need salvation, rededication, baptism of the Holy Spirit, healing, or you want somebody to pray with you about something, come down here. They will pray with you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.